He's still being affected so many years after 9/11.
Okay.
They're still talking about people who ran into the buildings to do different things, the different diseases that are coming up just from the pollution that took place, the destruction of those buildings, you know, the service workers, the emergency workers, the police officers, and the firemen. So try to keep them in remembrance now. I'd like you to turn to Proverbs chapter 10. After a long hiatus, we will continue with looking different things of the Lord in the book of Proverbs. But before, many of you know, basically, not necessarily legally, but emotionally, we've adopted Rebecca Maxim. Okay, and she's adopted us. She calls us mom and dad. She's a music teacher out west, and she sometimes struggles with knowing whether she wants the kids to love her and to like her. But she's a teacher, and sometimes those two don't always go together and stuff. So this thing is, it says, Jimmy's mother called out to him at 7 in the morning. Jimmy, get up. It's time for school. There was no answer. She called again, this time more loudly. Jimmy, get up. It's time for school. Once more, there was no answer. Exasperated, she went to his room, shook him, saying, Jimmy, it's time to get ready for school. He answered, Mother, I am not going to school. There are 1,500 kids at that school, and every one of them hates me. I'm not going to school. Get to school, she replied sharply. But Mother, all of the teachers hate me too. I saw three of them talking the other day, and one of them was pointing his finger at me. I know they all hate me, so I'm not going to school, Jimmy answered. Get to school now, his mother demanded. But Mother, I don't understand. Why would you want to put me through all of that torture and suffering, he protested. Jimmy, for two good reasons, she fired back. First, you're 42 years old, and second, you're the principal. So, you know, we like to complain, you know, I believe in homeschooling. There's a lot of good teachers in the public school system, and you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Amen? Okay, tonight we're going to look at the blessing of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord. Turn to Proverbs chapter 10. I say that because sometimes Rebecca calls us in the morning and she's having to drive and she's going, do I have to? Do I have to go to school?
Yes.
Okay, Proverbs chapter 10, one verse to start. And it says in verse 22, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. I've always said, God is looking to bless, not to withhold. He's looking to bless. He's not looking to have to chasten. But he will when necessary. So we ought to look to see and understand how the blessing of God can be appropriated in our life. We have sonship because of Jesus Christ. We are a child of God. If you're here tonight and you're saved, you are a child of God. That's not changing. But you know, if your parent is a good parent, when you do not do right, they do not give you what you want. They withhold blessing from you. And if you don't do that as a parent, I'm telling you, you are a bad parent. You should model the way you deal with your children after the way God deals with us. And sometimes he takes us to the woodshed. But tonight we're not looking at the woodshed blessing. Okay? And so I want you to understand, you will never regret the blessing of the Lord in your life, God's blessings. In Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 6, it says, blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. So he's saying the just, all right? So remember that. Okay? In Proverbs 12 and verse 13, it tells us, the wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. Proverbs 11 and verse 11 says, by the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. So we see blessings are upon the just, blessings are upon the upright. You know, I think it's neat with that. I want you to look at Proverbs chapter 20. And one verse there, and then I'll explain to you why. Pastor Kenny has talked about this at different times before, what happens so many times with people. In Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 7, It says, the just man walketh in his integrity, and his children are what? Do you understand that sometimes others get in on the blessing that you receive because of your obedience, because of their relationship with you, contrary to their own relationship with God? That's why it's so tantamount upon a father and a husband to lead his family right, for a mother and a wife to live before her children right. They get in on your blessings, okay? You know what happens? Others suffer by association with the wicked. You can't get away from that. If any man fail of the grace of God, if any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby what? Many be defiled. Okay, so you got to understand that. You know, your life does affect others. What did Cain ask? Am I my brother's keeper? You better believe it. So we see this thing here with it. Others get in on the blessing you might receive, and others suffer by association when you are not doing right. You want God's blessing in your life. Proverbs 28 and verse 20. Proverbs 28 and verse 20. It says, a faithful man shall abound with what? But he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. What's required of the stewards of God but of the man be found? God requires that. You want the blessing of God in your life? Be faithful. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. See, we see a faithful man. But he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Sometimes I've heard, in the time I've been the pastor, the senior pastor, when I was Pastor Kinney's assistant, Pastor Christian's assistant and associate, and now I'm Pastor Kinney's associate and the pastor emeritus. You know what I'll see sometimes? People will make choices on their movement based on their finances and not on their spiritual well-being. And they will move because of money and have no place to have their family grow. And then they wonder why things happen. There was a man I led to the Lord in Hammer and Mill Paper Company. He came to this church for a while. He got baptized in this church. He was discipled in this church. And all of a sudden, he decided that buying a business overtook the need of having his family in church. And then he bought another business. And pretty soon, he wasn't there Wednesday nights, and then he wasn't there Sunday nights, and then he wasn't there Sunday mornings. And the next thing you know, he got so tied up in his business, he started doing bad business practices, not legal business practices. A saved man who had witnessed other people when we worked together. He got in trouble with the law, and his family fell apart, and his wife left him, and his kids never did get saved. Why? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His, and all these things shall be added unto you. So just mentioned three categories. It talks about the blessings are on the head of the just, the blessings of the upright. By the blessings of the upright, the city is exalted. And then Proverbs 28, a faithful man shall abound in blessings. There's three categories there, the just, the upright, and the faithful. We're just going to look at them. You know that you're not just outside of Jesus Christ? Okay. You're not. Proverbs 3 and verse 33, I believe, it says, God blesses the habitation of the just. He's saying He will bless where you live. He didn't say that you won't have problems. It rains on the just and the unjust. But you want to be in a place that God can bless. All right? The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but He blesses the habitation of the just. Turn to Proverbs chapter 10. back where we started. Proverbs chapter 10. Look at verse 7. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. It's not talking about the just having a good memory. It's talking about how they are thought of and remembered by others. The memory of the just is blessed. But what does it say? The name of the wicked shall rot. Question tonight. What will people think of you when they look back at you? I said just. I didn't say perfect. There was only one perfect person. Amen? And they crucified him. And he was also God. Proverbs 24 and verse 16, for a just man falleth what? See, he's not perfect. Falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked will fall into mischief. Turn to Psalm 37. We're coming back to Proverbs 10, but turn to Psalm 37. See, a just man falleth how many times? Getteth up again. Psalm 37 and verse 23, the steps of a good man are what? Ordered up by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he what? So a good man can what? Be careful how quick you judge somebody. A good man can fall. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hands. You know, when we get in trouble, when we rush to judgment. We get in trouble when we look up close and we don't look far. Has there ever been a time when God was dealing with you about something and you were fighting with God about it and you didn't want to let it go and you didn't repent right away? And then God got your attention and you gave it to him? You know that happens in every believer at some point? Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. You know what the devil wants people to believe? There's no getting up again. If we confess our sins, he is what? Faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He will separate us as far as from the east as from the west. He will throw it into the depths of the sea and he will throw it behind his back. Because our God refuses to look at us in our sin when we give it to him. Amen? Amen. Proverbs 10 and verse 29. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright. See, I told you, three different groups, blessing of God in their lives, the just, the upright. We'll look at the faithful last. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. Proverbs 11 and verse 20. They that are of a froward heart are an abomination to the Lord, but such as are of an are upright in their way are his delight. Proverbs 13 and verse 6. Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthroweth the sinner. Proverbs 14 and verse 11. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. You ever think, I want you to understand something. Upright doesn't mean that you're righteous and of yourself. It means that you're taking the right choices. And he says, it'll flourish. I don't know about you, I told you before, I have over $60 signs, money signs in the book of Proverbs on things in my life that God will bless if I do it his way. And people don't understand how that works. Turn to Proverbs chapter 15. Look at verse 8. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the what? Upright is his delight. The prayer of the upright. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not. You want to have God answer your prayers, you keep short accounts with him. I have to confess daily. If you don't, then maybe you are the fourth member of the Trinity. The Apostle Paul himself said, I die daily. Die to self. Putting him first. The prayer of the upright is his delight. Isn't that a blessing? God is looking. He delights in your prayers to him. The same man who said, or said to him, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And then the Apostle Paul said, I would rather glory in my infirmities, for when I am weak, then I am strong. He also said in the book of Philippians, I can do what? All things through Christ which strengthened me. It's not about me, it's about him. Proverbs 28 and verse 10 says, but the upright shall have good things in possession. Blessings on the just, the upright. Just, you're not just outside of Jesus Christ. You can be in Jesus Christ and not living an upright life. Whom the Lord loveth, he and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. I don't spend my time looking around to see, oh, they must not be doing right. God is chastening them. You know what I spend my time doing? Saying, Lord, help me. Lord, change me. Lord, the one I need to be concerned with pleasing is not anyone else other than you. If a man's ways please the Lord, even his enemies shall be what? At peace with him. Last one, the faithful. Proverbs 11. In verse 13. A talebearer revealed his secrets, but he that is of a what? Concealeth the matter. If God blesses the faithful, shut up about other people. And I say that in Christian love. If you know something, you take it to the Lord, you take it to the other person, and you leave it with the Lord and with the other person. Let God bring the hidden things to light. But he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Proverbs 13 and verse 17. Now, see, what, you know what happens in Christian churches many times? You know what we do? We make it a prayer request. I had someone who made a prayer request about something happening in my family to another person in this church, and when I was the pastor, and almost caused a severe problem instead of coming to me. And I ended up dealing with the person that he went to. And then when they understood it, because I just didn't bring everything out for everybody to know about everything that was going on. Okay? You don't need to know everything. You need to know God will work it out. Amen? If a brother be overtaken in a fault, ye which are, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, knowing even ye yourselves likewise also can be tempted. It's hard. Isn't it natural just to want to say something? Yep. Because it's not spiritual. It's natural. Proverbs 13 and verse 17. A wicked messenger falleth into mischief. Messenger is the one who's delivering what? The message. But a faithful ambassador is health. His health. Proverbs 14 and verse 15. The backslider in heart shall be filled with whose ways? His own ways. And a good man shall be satisfied from himself. Now look at verse 15. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well in his going. Did I read the right ones there? Okay. Turn to Proverbs chapter 20. You believe you're going to get out early tonight. Maybe. Proverbs chapter 20. I don't know about you, but when you go over a message, you prepare a message, do you ever turn around? Tell me if I'm the only way this. When I go to prepare a message and God is going, are you listening? Did you pay attention? Did you get it? Do you understand? Amen? The Apostle Paul said he has to be careful, for when he preached to others, he himself could what? Be a castaway. Amen. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6. Most men will proclaim everyone his what? But a faithful man who can find. If I've got to tell everybody how good I am and everything that I can do, you know what? It must be other people don't see it, so I got to let them know. Think about it. Leave it to let someone else say it. Okay? If they're gossiping about you and it's not true, put it in God's hands. Because who will fight for me? All right? If they're saying something good about you, don't believe your press release. Because God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Amen? Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. Proverbs 25 in verse 13. You're saying, I thought you were preaching about the blessing of the Lord. I am, because I want you to see how this applies in your relationship with the Lord so you can be in a place where God can bless you. There would be times in our family when something happened with our kids and they didn't do what we thought they should do. My oldest son had a saying. He taught it to my younger children and it got passed down, and I've heard it from grandchildren now. You know what it is? It's easier to what? Ask forgiveness than to ask for permission. Yeah, how many timeouts that has caused? I got to be careful in the words I use in a broadcast for my children and for my grandchildren. See, that's the flesh. That's the flesh. Proverbs 25 and verse 13. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him. For he refreshes the soul of his. A faithful messenger refreshes those that you come to. What is the greatest message that can refresh anybody's heart? Robert Dick Wilson, he's a famous preacher of a different generation, a different century. I believe the man could read in Hebrew and English by the age of 12, could read and write it. He was a Bible scholar. People would come to him and ask him, what's the most important thing he learned? And in the last 20, 30 years of his life, he'd say, the most important thing? Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. A faithful messenger refreshes the heart of those that they give the message to. Yes, there is a hell to shun, but there is also a heaven to gain. Last one. You didn't think you'd hear that, did you? I said out early for me. That's what I meant, okay? Proverbs 27 and verse 6. Faithful are the what? A friend who will tell you the truth, man. Say, I love you, but you got to be careful with that. There's people in this church through the years that haven't liked to hear the saying from me, and that is, I don't want to be right, but if you continue in this, this is what it's going to happen. And they go, what do you mean and why do you say that? And then I tell them. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. With that, I say, et tu, Brutus? Mm-hmm. If you don't know what that means, ask Shannon after the service ends. Okay. The blessings of the Lord are on the just, and you can't be just without Jesus Christ. You'll remain just if you keep your account short and you walk uprightly, choosing to do what's right and not what's convenient. The blessing will be in your life when you learn one of the most important things you can do before God is not the outcome of what you do, but the faithfulness by which you do it. Because God is responsible for the outcome. And all God's people said, good night and God bless. 3 minutes early.